WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, it's cloudy and 58 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high around 68. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In local news, the Atlantic Police Department said no one was injured during an accident Saturday afternoon at the intersection of Highways 6 and 29th Street. Officials said Monday vehicles driven by Elijah Von Wehe and Robert Clausen, both of Atlantic, collided at around 4:40 p.m. Saturday. According to the accident report, Von Wehe was at a stop sign facing east on 29th. Clausen was traveling north on Highway 6 and did not have a stop sign. Von Wehe proceeded into the intersection and was hit by the Clausen vehicle. Damage from the crash amounted to $6,000. Von Wehe was cited for failure to yield upon entering a highway. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
Three people were transported to the Audubon County Hospital following a two-vehicle crash late Saturday morning about 3 miles northwest of Audubon. Sheriff's officials said Monday that vehicles driven by 18-year-old Derek Lewis Mulbauer and 52-year-old Sarah Gervais Christensen, both of Audubon, collided at around 11:15 a.m. Saturday near the intersection of 170th Street and Goldfinch Avenue. As the vehicles approached the intersection, Christensen failed to stop. Her eastbound 2002 Ford Taurus struck the side of Mulbauer's 2004 Chevy Avalanche, causing the pickup to slide into the northeast ditch. The vehicle hit a stop sign and power pole before coming to rest. Christensen was transported to the hospital by Audubon Fire and Rescue. Mulbauer and a passenger in his vehicle, 18-year-old Waylon Manning Lemke of Fontenelle, were transported to the same facility by private vehicle. Damage from the crash amounted to $16,000. Officials say Christensen was cited for failure to obey a stop sign. The Cass County Sheriff's Office Monday issued additional information about an accident that occurred back on May the 15th, last week. Officials say at around 7:04 p.m., deputies had responded to a report of a two-vehicle accident on 590th Street in Cass County, or Highway 173. A 1974 John Deere tractor driven by 19-year-old Daniel William Kay of Atlantic was northbound on 590th and slowing to turn into a driveway. The tractor was struck in the rear by a 2002 Honda Accord owned and driven by 76-year-old Donald Allen Gibson of Audubon. Gibson and a passenger were transported to the Cass County Hospital by medevac and were both later transported to the Creighton Medical Center in Omaha. Kay was not injured. Damage to the tractor was estimated at $1,500. Damage to the Honda was estimated at $6,000. Gibson was cited for failure to stop in an assured clear distance. A longtime pediatrician in western Iowa is accused of sexually abusing his granddaughter. Mitch Mortvedt with the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation said 68-year-old Dr. Dennis S. Jones turned himself into law enforcement on Monday. According to an affidavit, Jones's 5-year-old granddaughter told her parents on May the 12th that her grandfather tortures her.
It's our understanding through the investigation that the parent was getting ready to take the child to the grandparents' home, and the child stated that they did not want to go. So the mother started to question further the child, and then the disclosure was made.
Jones is a pediatrician at Methodist Physicians Clinic in Council Bluffs. The hospital released a brief statement which says upon learning of his arrest Monday morning, Jones was put on immediate suspension.
We have no reason to believe at this time that anyone else is a victim. However, if there's information to the contrary, we ask that that they contact us.
Jones, who has practiced in Council Bluffs for more than 35 years and has no previous complaints on record, faces a felony charge of second-degree sexual abuse. His two sons are also doctors at Methodist Physicians Clinic. Dr. Dennis Jones made his initial court appearance on Monday and was released from the Pottawatomie County Jail after posting a $65,000 bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Saturday of 59-year-old Rodney Scott Rasmussen of Atlantic. Rasmussen was taken into custody for driving while revoked and on a charge of possession of controlled substance. He was later released on his own recognizance. On Sunday, 49-year-old Ricky Ray Beauchamp of Griswold was arrested on a charge of fifth-degree theft. He was later released on $300 bond. That same day, 42-year-old Scott Allen Jensen of Marnie was arrested on charge of OWI first offense. Jensen was being held in the Cass County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. And last Friday, deputies in Cass County arrested 41-year-old Jesse Lee Simmons of Atlantic on a Department of Corrections warrant for parole violation. Simmons was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remains held without bond. Authorities in Montgomery County say a Red Oak woman was arrested Monday afternoon on a theft charge. The Red Oak Police Department reports 33-year-old Becky Jo Hegarty was taken into custody of the Red Oak Fairway store on a charge of theft in the fifth degree after allegedly taking a purse that did not belong to her. Hegarty was being held Monday in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. Authorities in Montgomery County say they're on the lookout for a man who took a large TV from a local store without paying for it. Officials say they received a report at around 11 a.m. Monday about a theft at the Kmart store in Red Oak. The suspect, a white male described as wearing a white tap-out T-shirt and who had tattoos running down his right arm, ran out the back door of the store carrying a 42-inch RCA TV. The suspect got into a red two-door sporty car and was last seen in the area of Highway 48 and 34. A partial license plate on the vehicle read AG18. Anyone with information about the crime should contact the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 623-5107. And Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer reports the arrest on May 17th of 53-year-old Robert Leroy Carroll, Jr. of College Springs. Carroll, Jr. was arrested in College Springs on an outstanding warrant issued in Pottawatomie County for failure to appear. He was brought to the Page County Jail and later posted a $1,000 bond before being released. And Sheriff Palmer says no injuries were reported following a single vehicle accident Saturday morning near Shambaugh. 40-year-old Megan O'Brien of Lawrence, Kansas, was traveling north on Highway 71 at around 8:40 a.m. when her 2006 Dodge van drifted off the road into the east shoulder. O'Brien overcorrected, causing the van to slide sideways into the east ditch. The driver's side door and fender made contact with a post, causing about $2,000 damage. There were no citations issued. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, more severe weather is in the forecast for parts of the central U.S. that are already hurting from powerful tornadoes this week. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says golf ball-sized hail, powerful winds, and isolated strong tornadoes could strike areas of Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Oklahoma today. But more Oklahoma, which got the worst of yesterday's storm, is not in the risk area. President Obama will deliver a statement this morning about yesterday's deadly tornado in the Oklahoma City area. But first, the president will meet with his disaster response team, including Homeland Secretary Janet Napolitano. Obama has declared a major disaster in Oklahoma, ordering federal aid to supplement state and local recovery efforts. The death toll in Oklahoma City and the Oklahoma City area stands at 51, but that could increase. A former IRS commissioner will go before members of Congress today. The Senate Finance Committee wants to know why Douglas Shulman didn't tell Congress that his agents had been singling out conservative political groups for additional scrutiny when they applied for tax-exempt status. And state police in Maine say a body found in the woods likely is that of a 15-year-old girl who was last seen more than a week ago. Nicole Cable of Glenburn disappeared May the 12th. Her mother says the girl had gone out to see someone she'd met online. Her mother didn't know who that person was. Police say a body was found last night by the Maine Warden Service in a wooded area. News time is 8:11.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
It's In the funeral announcements, Marvin Steffens, age 84, formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday in Kingman, Arizona. Funeral services for Marvin Steffens will be held Sunday at the Cross of Christ Church in Kingman, Arizona. Sutton Funeral Home in Kingman is in charge of the arrangements. Jesse A. Smith, age 100, of Avoca, died November 12th at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Private graveside services for Jesse Smith will be today at the Minden Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Irene Parrott, age 91, of Corning and formerly of Adair County, died Wednesday at the Corning Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Irene Parrott will be today at 10 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Jack Lee Peterson, age 76, of Avoca, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Jack Peterson will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Virgil Andreessen, age 88, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Virgil Andreessen will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Mary Elaine Christensen, age 87, of Omaha, died May 11th. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Christensen will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Journey Louise Garside, the newborn daughter of Jim and Lori Garside of Omaha, died Wednesday at Children's Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Journey Garside will be held today at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mary Alice Peters, age 77, of Avoca, died Friday at her home. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Alice Peters will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Curtis Scoop Eshelman, age 85, formerly of the Noble Township and Council Bluffs areas, died May the 15th in Arizona. Funeral services for Curtis Eshelman will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Irene Kenkel, age 93, of Erling, died Sunday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial service for Irene Kenkel will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Harley Nielsen, age 87, formerly of Council Bluffs, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Harley Nielsen will be held Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Joyce Wright, age 86, of Casey, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Joyce Wright will be this Thursday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Leo Chaffa, age 80, of Bridgewater, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Celebration of life services for Leo Chaffa will be Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Bridgewater United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Norman Lee Blanc, age 85, and C. Maxine Blanc, age 87, both of Atlantic, died August 2010 and December of 2012, respectively, at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Combined memorial services for Norman and Maxine Blanc will be held this Friday at 11 o'clock at the Wyota United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Robert K. Nelson, age 59, of Menlo, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Graveside services for Robert Nelson will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Dexter Cemetery. Johnson Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of arrangements. Gary Malik, age 65, of Overland Park, Kansas, and formerly of Denison, died December 4th in Kansas City. Memorial services for Gary Malik will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Leah B.B. Chadwick, age 90, of Summerfield, Florida, died March 22nd. Graveside services for Leah Chadwick will be Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. That's a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.